Hello, everyone. Welcome to 5 Minutes with God. I'm Prophetess Lou. Today, the Holy Spirit wants to study Proverbs 4 and 26. Ponder the path of your feet, then all your ways will be sure. I can remember days of being without and thinking to myself, this can't be the life I'm supposed to live. This can't be what I'm supposed to be at in my life. As I went through and seeking help with others, didn't help. And they say they would and wouldn't, but as I went through, it taught me to rely on God. It taught me, even though everyone else didn't help or never tried to help, I didn't need to rely on them. I was shown that I must rely on God through everything. When we put so much weight on others to help us, we won't never make it. We will always be let down and always short. Because the truth of the matter is, the only person we can rely on is God. And a lot of people get so caught up, and I did this too, but so many of us get so distracted that no one's there to help us. And it's no one that cares. And yes, this does hurt. And you build a bitterness towards everyone and everything because no one is there. But what we must do is ask God to remove this bitterness away and to help us to focus on the real goal, which we're relying on Him at all times. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Yes, we all know this verse, but do we live by it? Do we apply it? No, some of us just read it and say, I know it and I've heard it a million times. But stop and actually read it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. We have to trust in the Lord more than anything in this world. We must trust in the Lord with everything that's in us because we won't fail. We must not do what we want. He might not provide the way we want, sure. But every need we have, He will take care of. No, my need might not look like yours or look like His, but my need is my need, and what I need, He will give to me. If I stay focused on Him and not the situation, we can't make the situation the biggest thing that's in our mind. We must place our mind on Him. The second half of this verse says this, and do not lean on your own understanding. We can say we are the smartest people and that we hold a 4.0 GPA and that we run this company and we have this degree and we can say all this. It might be true, but what we know and what God knows is way more important. And what we must lean on is His knowledge. Because if we keep thinking what we know would guide us, we will always be sure. We will always be wow. We must stop looking at our wisdom and how great we are and realize He's better. He's bigger. We have to stop relying on the comfort of life to make our decisions. Some of us every day are committing sins that's canceling our blessing. Some of us are committing sin every day that's weakening our anointing upon our lives. We must stop looking at our situation and see what God is trying to show us. Now, don't get me wrong. Not at all times is about sin while we are without. Sometimes it's not what God wants us to have. That's why we must go to God and say, God, my knowledge isn't getting me nowhere. Please reveal to me what you want me to do. And I would do it. And we have to stop being stubborn and start being willing and stop being bitter and start living a surrender life to Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we thank you for the word today, Father God. Father God, if we're leaning on our own knowledge, if we're leaning on other people, if we're leaning on anything else other than you, please remove it. Please show us. Father God, help us to stay strong in you. Help us not to be bitter. Help us not to carry the spirit of bitterness. Help us to focus on you alone, Father God. Father God, help us to ponder our feet, like the verse said, and look at our ways to see what we're doing. Father God, are we focused on you? Are we giving you our all? Are we living a surrendered life? Are we living a holy and righteous life? Father God, if we aren't, please show us. Father God, you give us every day an opportunity to get it right, to not do what we did yesterday, to do something better. Father God, help us to be compassionate, be loving and thoughtful. Father God, help us to show that you live in the inside of us. Father God, if it's anything that's stopping our anointing from flowing, if it's anything that's stopping us and blocking our blessing, please show us. Father God, we ask you right now to continue to bless us and keep us. We thank you for the favor you have given us. Father God, give us peace on our jobs, peace in our marriages, peace in our friendships, peace in our life and mind. Father God, we thank you for the blessings, Father God. We thank you for the favor that you outpour on our life, Father God. Father God, we thank you so much for everything, Father God, and for always providing. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm Prophetess Lou. This is 5 Minutes with God. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with a family member or friend. If you can, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.